Melissa's being really mean to me. She thinks she can just ignore me since she's with the popular kids now.
Now that's a real bummer. But aren't you glad to know that Jesus will never ignore you? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Let's face it, sometimes kids can be mean. One day they might be your best friend, and the next they won't even talk to you. Now, if that's happened to you, you know how it feels to be ignored. But here's the good news. Jesus is a forever friend, and that means that if you agree to follow him, he will never ignore you. Just like God says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Our story for today is entitled, Faithful Friend. As Victoria stepped off the school bus, she caught a glimpse of her best friend, at least her best friend in elementary school, staring stonily out the window. Now part of the popular group, Melissa didn't even look at Victoria. She hadn't even seemed to notice her the whole first week of middle school. Inside, Victoria slipped off her backpack and slumped on the couch. She stared around at her house, then at her shoes, still scuffed from last year. "If I only had a new wardrobe and lived in one of those big houses like the other kids," she thought. Just then, the sound of gravel crunching announced that Mom had pulled in. Victoria headed outside to help get Dad out of the van. As she pushed his wheelchair up the ramp, Victoria looked back at her tired mother, her arms loaded with groceries. Victoria's throat tightened as she realized how loyal her mother was, choosing to care for a husband who'd never walk or talk again. If only Melissa were as faithful to her friends, she thought. As they dried dishes that night, Victoria told Mom about her first week back at school. "How's Melissa?" Mom asked. "I haven't heard anything about her yet." Victoria's face fell. "Melissa doesn't talk to me anymore." Mom studied her. "What happened?" "I don't know. She hasn't spoken to me once since school started. She walks past me with her friends like I'm a stranger." Mom placed a mug in the cupboard. "I'm so sorry, honey." Victoria lowered her voice so Dad wouldn't hear. "I keep wishing Melissa were as good a person as you are, Mom. You stayed with Dad after the accident, and you've never once complained." Mom's eyes grew moist. "I haven't always been so loyal, honey. In fact, when I was younger, I treated a friend just like Melissa's treating you now." Victoria stared at her. "How'd you change?" "By realizing that Jesus would never stop loving me. Once I accepted his love, love that made him willing to die for my sins, I was able to love others the way he did. Not for what they offered, but for who they were." She put an arm around Victoria. "Jesus' love never fails, and you can share his love with Melissa by showing her you'll always be her faithful friend." Well, how about you? Have you ever been rejected by a friend? Not much is as painful as wondering why someone who once loved you no longer does. While you can't force someone to like you again, you can pray for them and help them know the unfailing love of Jesus. He knows how it feels to be rejected, but he never stops loving us. Trust him to help you be a faithful friend like him. Our key verse is John 15:12.
"Love one another as I have loved you."
And our key thought for today? Love others like Jesus. If you want an easy way to make Keys for Kids a part of your everyday, you can listen on Amazon Alexa. Tune in wherever you have an Echo device, like at bedtime just before you go to sleep. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.